Hey, everybody. Welcome to this special offering of the Faith to Go podcast. We are excited to bring you one of the 12 days of God sightings today.
That's right. The 12 days of God sightings, as we are affectionately calling it, will go in between the episodes that will air on Christmas Day and on New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. And it offers us an opportunity to think about what God is doing in this world and where we see God during these 12 days.
So lucky for you, you get a God sighting every day of the 12 days of Christmas. We hope you enjoy today's God sighting.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
I go to St. Luke's North Park Church. My name is Nia, and I would describe my church as, well, a wonderful place, actually. That's what I would say, yeah.
What do you like to do within the St. Luke's community?
I babysit.
Okay.
And sing.
You sing?
Yeah, I sing. Well, like, after school, we usually, like, eat, like, a kind of like a lunch thing, but I don't know what. Just like a lunch thing.
Babysit and singing.
Yeah.
Those are so important. When did you feel most connected to God?
This week, actually. This past week. I've been trying to make sure that my grades are up. Like, since I decided to, like, graduate early.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm really thankful to God that he made me, I don't know how to say it, like, in a word, like a good word. I don't know. But he made me make sure that I do that goal with, like, I make sure that my grades are up and that I'm not failing any classes that I'm not that I'm supposed to be. I'm just thankful that he's there with me and that he's looking after me and taking care of me.
How do you feel God in that process?
I think I felt him when my mom, my cousins, and my teachers were trying to help me. Like, when I'm feeling down, they'll be saying, like, I'll be saying some negative thing about myself, but they will come and tell me that you shouldn't talk about yourself like that and that there is more to you than just being simple. They said that I should be more grateful that I'm, like, who I am right now because I will never experience it never again, because the person that I am right now is a wonderful person and that tries her best to do everything they could. So I felt God when I was, like, when parents and friends and teachers were helping me. That's what I was saying.